young. It's not my problem. It's not my problem.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Da-da-da-da-da. Good morning, everybody. Morning. Here we go again. Back on the radio. Welcome. Thanks for listening. It's Chris Moyle's show. I'm Chris Moyles. This is Dominic Byrne.
Hello, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is James Wobbinson.
Hello, good morning.
With a W.
No, with a W.
His name is Wobbinson. Captain Crapbeard's in J-Row. His box.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
And Phoenix is in his box.
Morning.
Now,
morning.
Do we need to give Phoenix a catchphrase? Because Captain has one. Phoenix, is there anything you'd like to develop into a catchphrase that we can use on the show?
Oh, God, it's a lot of pressure.
That, I like that.
Good one.
Good.
Good one.
That's good. Perfect. Well good. Done.
Phoenix, how are you feeling today?
Oh, it's a lot of pressure.
I like it.
It's good. That works.
Captain, would you change yours if you could?
Do you get to choose your own?
I mean...
Does it like, happen naturally?
Ultimately, no. Mm. We will choose.
Yeah.
But I think, hi guys, thanks for having me is good.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, it's harmless, but I feel like it's something people say anyway. So is it synonymous to me?
I've never said, hi guys, thanks for having me.
No, I've not.
I think it's just you.
I did it once.
Ah.
And I won't be going back there again.
No. What a night, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not for everyone.
No. Bucket list and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And James Robinson's is...
Jam, please.
There you go.
Yeah, that's every time. Just that's
a jam,
clip.
Please.
No, it's not.
Jam, one. Please. Jam, please.
Should delete that.
Jam, please.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's absolutely massive. Absolutely enormous. Jam, please.
Jam and brown. They're the most things I say now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, no.
Which was... when Dominic and I used to do breakdancing.
That was the name of the troop.
Yep. I'm Pete Jam.
I'm Steve Brown.
Together we are Jam and Brown.
Jam and Brown.
God, I had such a busy day yesterday.
What'd you do?
And then Tiff, who was running around working all day, and then she came in and she goes, oh, I'm so busy. Oh, I've got so many things to do. Oh. I said, oh, can I get you anything? No, I've got to go out again. I've got things to do. I'm so busy. Mm. And then she left. And then I carried on being busy, silently.
Yeah. Silently.
Yeah.
Ploughing away, sorting stuff out.
I genuinely still think that she thinks that my life is an absolute doddle. I really do. And if I can't convince the woman I live with that actually I do work for a living,
yeah.
Then... forget it. I'm fighting a losing battle.
I know.
When she came in, were you playing Xbox?
No, I was editing a video.
Okay.
Xbox is unplugged.
Is it?
It's in a bag.
Oh.
So So I was editing a video yesterday.
Yeah.
And
I saw it was good.
Thanks. Thanks. I filmed it too close to my face.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'll delete that. Hey, I'm almost on my 1,000th Instagram post.
Wow, that's good.
I wonder how many out of the 996 things I've posted are actually interesting. But yeah, almost 1,000 posts. Ooh.
That's good.
And I know what's going to happen.
What?
I'll forget and I'll just post some old crap.
Right.
For my 1,000th post.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably notice it about 1,002 and go, oh, no. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do anything mega to celebrate it. It's just Instagram, isn't it?
Just Insta, isn't it?
It is.
How many followers you got on Instagram?
I've had the same followers, literally about the same number for the last 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 422,000.
Right.
It never goes up.
Right.
It never goes up.
It never goes down.
Oh, it does.
Oh, it does.
I lose followers all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I see on the old Twitter, as soon as you mention anything about football, I'd lose 2,000 followers. Doesn't matter what you're saying. As soon as you talk about football, you just lose people.
Well, I don't know if it's just people, accounts that are just dormant or whatever it is. But if I, through no reason, I'll add 1,000 new followers. I'll get 1,000 new followers. But I'll lose 733 followers.
It's weird, isn't it?
And I can't remember the last time I unfollowed somebody on Instagram. I think I am following just too many people. It's just too much.
It's too much.
I'm following 257 people on Instagram.
Oh, well, that is quite a lot.
It's too much, isn't it?
Now I follow 900 people.
Oh, see,
do you?
That's too much.
Do you need all those people in your
nice
feed?
To see.
Right.
But you never see it.
It shows you the ones you care about.
Right.
It learns that.
Right.
So obviously just my feed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you.
Yeah, it's just Chris.
Just me.
And then much further down, Chelsea.
Nothing to see here.
And then radiators. That's handcuffs.
No, yeah. I don't follow radiators on Instagram.
There's also no rhyme or reason, by the way, with the view count. I posted a video the other week of a swimming pool outside a hotel.
Hmm.
And it's had just shy of 160,000 views.
Yeah.
And the next video was a video of me running on stage DJ in old Chop Top.
Hmm.
Just under 100,000. And then a video I posted the other day of me at this festival, 70,000. And then the video of the box that I sat and edited yesterday, 40,000.
But the stuff that we do on this show, some of it really... like, you know the birthday show we did when we had the naked people in?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we couldn't see them because we were in the dark. It was pitch black studio. That's had something like 10 million views.
Yeah, because there's naked people, isn't it?
And more.
I notice it sometimes when, like, Chelsea's posted a video or something and it's had, like, 3 million views.
Yeah.
James comes in and goes, Chelsea posted a video yesterday had 3 million views.
3 million.
And then you look at the next video they post, it gets like 30,000.
Yeah.
And you go, how does that work? And then the video after that gets 100,000. And then the video after that gets 110. And the video after that gets 2.7 million. And you're like...
It's very weird.
Or you go, I've just done a video about makeup tips. It's had 2 million views. Right, I'll do another video about makeup tips. 8 views.
Yeah.
And then you throwaway video of... Oh, look at this funny-looking dog. 5 million views.
Mm.
So you go, oh, funny-looking dog videos. They work. Here's a video of another funny-looking dog. Four views. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand it.
I don't.
It's all algorithms.
And James lives in that world a lot.
Yeah.
And does it make any sense?
No. Like, sometimes Chelsea will post a story or something, and it'd be like, oh, you'll get 20,000, 30,000 views on that.
Hmm.
And then sometimes she'll just post one story, and it'll get 100,000 views on a story.
It's so weird.
I don't get it.
Didn't you post something about bags?
Ah, luggage.
That went like 10 million or something.
Yeah, we had 22 million views on a bag where the wheels come off.
What? Seriously? That's the state of the world we live in at the moment.
And has she done another video similar?
I think she's going today to film another bag thing.
That'd be so interesting to see if it gets anywhere near that amount of views.
Yeah.
It's like a full-time gig, the social media thing. It was meant to be a bit of fun.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like a job.
It is. Very grateful to it.
I so want to do a parody of lots of these Instagram accounts, but I just don't have the time.
We were going to do a parody of TikTok, weren't we? What was that going to be called? Well, actually, let's not say.
Oh, yeah,
wasn't
that one.
A slightly rude one.
Well, there's so these are my favourites. Come with me as I spend a day, blah, 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 yep. blah, right? Those come with me.
A voiceover ones.
Yeah, come with me. I started off the morning and I got out of bed and then I went to the bathroom. Oh, terrible lighting in there. Brushed my teeth. I do that every day. And I'm like, oh my God, you really are now taking me through your day. Mm. Wow, okay.
You should do yours.
I had a coffee, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be really funny because my morning routine, Monday to Friday, is pretty much like most people's. Exactly the same.
Yeah.
I'd love to just come with me as I show you how I get to work every day for a week. It would be exactly the same video.
Thursday, exactly the same. Friday, exactly.
My alarm goes off at 4:45 in the morning. I get out of bed. I was really tired this morning.
I know, it's exactly that.
So there's those videos. There's hacks.
Hacks are great. Things hacks they don't great. Want you to know yeah. is all that's all that is lovely.
Hi guys, here's a brilliant hack that'll really save your life. You know your iPhone, if it ever just stops working because the batteries run out, simply just get this wire here, plug it in, leave it for about 4 or 5 hours, and you'll have charged it by 35%. Follow and subscribe for more hacks. Yeah. And then you go quiet.
That's exactly it.
Secret places where you live or in London or whatever.
Aren't secret.
Yeah, Covent secret Garden. Places. Come down here, walk down this alleyway, take a left, turn around and go around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at this. It's called the Tower of London.
Yeah.
Come with me as I show you the biggest clock in the UK. It's called Big Ben.
This massive house nobody wants you to know about. Called Buckingham Palace. It's huge.
If you ever go to London, you can get stuck in loads and loads of traffic. But if you come down here, go down these stairs, it's called the London Underground or the Tube. And you can get across London in half the time.
Yeah.
Follow and subscribe for more.
For more what?
Do me a favour.
Yeah.
I bet you haven't noticed this in the movie Back to the Future. When Marty McFly gets in the DeLorean, hits 88 miles an hour, he goes back in time.
Click and subscribe.
I think your daily routine would be really good, but a really honest one of all the stuff people don't mention on their daily routine.
I always have a poo at exactly 5:10.
Light a candle, give it another flush, yeah. All that kind of stuff.
It's fine because I know Tiff's not up until 6:30, so the odour will have gone by then. But anyway, I have then a cup of tea with a little bit of whiskey in because I'm a functioning alcoholic. And then I totally ignore the cat before going to work. I don't ignore the cat, by the way. We had big chats this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you have big life chats, or is it more about what time do you want to eat? And...
No, sometimes she likes to come and sit near me in the morning. Sometimes I don't see her. Sometimes she sits on the fence. While I'm having a cup of tea. Sometimes she just stares out the window and then gets really, like, jumpy and agitated if she sees a leaf move.
Right.
Or, you know,
yeah.
Whatever. But, yeah, all those videos and everything, they're just...
Yeah, you know, they're very annoying.
Come with me. A day in the life. Chris, the bell is called Big Ben, not the clock, says Marcus from Rushden.
Oh, there's a
thanks for that, Marcus. I didn't know that because I'm only 1 month old.
Yeah.
Thanks.
There's always a text with that.
So, Marcus, am I the only person in the world that calls that image Big Ben?
Mm.
I must be. Clearly must be.
I think you'll find out that Big Ben is actually the name of the bell.
Hey, Marcus, what's it like still being a virgin? You're fun.
Click and subscribe.
The biggest clock is the Liver building in Liverpool, not Big Ben. That's also a Ben, but the clock fact still stands, says Dean Pendleton Brown, who's going to be at the same dinner party as Marcus from Rushden, because those two are F-U-N.
Yeah, oh, cool. I'm doing it, say.
Thanks, please Dean. Do this good account. Time. It sounds great. Get Phoenix to edit it. He has spare time. P.S. Did I spell his name right, says Stephen in Milton Keynes. No, he spelled Phoenix with an F. Who spells Phoenix with an F?
Yeah,
you don't spell it with an F, do you, Phoenix?
No, and it's been a lifelong problem.
People spell it with an F?
People spell it so many different ways you wouldn't even believe.
Really? What are you, P-H-E-O-N-I-X?
Almost. It's O-E.
Is it?
O-E. Oh, okay.
This was F-E-N-I-X, is that right?
Yeah, I've had that quite a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
Mind you, to be fair, I called you Felix for the first 2 months you were here.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
Sorry about that.
Hey, speaking of your work, Phoenix, Emma in Durham says she still can't see us on the app on her phone. It keeps getting a black screen. It works for a few seconds and goes off.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm talking to engineering about it. I think it might be an app issue.
Oh.
Ooh.
Is it an Android, iPhone?
Emma, or iPhone?
Yeah, what's happening with the live video? I could see it on the homepage, but it's disappeared now. Been like it for a few days. Oh, can you everyone just try it and then just text us? Could you do me a favour, if you're listening now, can you just switch your app Global Player on and see if you can watch the live stream?
Let's crash it.
And then if you can't or you can you just say your name and whether you're on iPhone or Android? So you're right, Chris, working iPhone, Chris, not working iPhone or Android.
Yeah.
And then text us 83936. That'll be great. We're basically asking you to help us with our engineering problems.
Please, thank you.
Emma Durham, iPhone. Oh, Sam says black screen here too. I'm an Android, doesn't work for me, says Dave. Mine works, Moto G100 Android, says Jordan.
Oh, lovely.
Gaz says it's working on their iPhone. I'm watching, says Katie, on her Android, so it looks like a fairly intermittent thing.
Yeah, so mine isn't working now. It was, and now I've just got a Radio X page.
I'll try mine.
I had
mine.
5 seconds of us, and then it disappeared.
Mine's working.
How weird.
Texting.
Time for... All right, let me turn this down, because that'll be me. I've got a whirly wheel. James, that's not good, is it?
No.
I can't even get into the...
Oh.
Oh, I can't even get into the home. Oh, there it is.
Now,
so there's you. I can see you.
Does it carry on doing that? Or does
well,
it
if I click it, there's me. There I am.
Yeah, mine's back on again.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's me.
Isn't technology fun?
There you are.
That works.
It's working for me. Sorry, Dom.
Oh.
Ha-ha.
I thought it was just an Android issue, but it might not be.
Right, it's 6:46. Yesterday was the return of the box.
The £25,000 box.
Here it comes.
Radio X.
There it is. If you're watching on Global Play, you can see the £25,000 box. Is it higher than yesterday?
Don't think so.
Oh. And now I create smoke. Look at this.
Beautiful.
I'm like, Gandalf or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Inside this box in the studio is £25,000. I made a video of it yesterday and a few people went, it's the £25,000 fax machine.
Hey, how rude. I think he's had an upgrade. It looks a bit shinier than it did last year.
Shinier and faster.
Yeah.
£25,000 in that box and somebody's going to win all the money, tax-free, into their bank account, £25,000. And all they've got to do to open the box and get the money is name the correct Radio X artist. And that's it. That's all you got to do. Yeah. No clues currently. So it's not as easy. However, and we said this yesterday a lot, you could just fluke it. You could be thinking right now of the Radio X artist that we play that is actually the correct artist. It could have gone yesterday on day one. It could go today on day two.
Easily, yeah.
No idea. No idea at all. You can overthink these things or you could just be on the money straight away. Oh, I think they've probably gone for insert name of artist. You could be absolutely spot on. And I say you could be because I don't know. I don't know the answer. Neither does Dominic. We don't. Genuinely don't know. The answer's been locked in, approved, done. If the guy who was on the air yesterday said it, he'd have won £25,000.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I thought his guess was a good guess.
John?
Yeah. But we don't play the artist John on Radio X.
No.
Oh, that was his name.
That was
it?
His name.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, yeah.
It is back today. £25,000 if you can guess the correct Radio X artist that will unlock the box. And just for getting on the air to play the game, we'll give you £1,000. So if you're right, you win £25,000. And if you're wrong, we'll give you £1,000. That's how the game works. So, would you like to play today? I have a qualifying question. And all you've got to do is text the word box, followed by the answer. And you send that text to 83936. Now, I'm going to say this again because people are dumb. Text the word box plus your answer to the question I'm going to read out in a second and send it to 83936. Let me show you. So it will be the word box, then the answer, and you send it to 83936. What was that, Chris? Box. Yes. Box answer. Yes, I've got it, Chris. What's the question? I'll tell you. 25 years ago, which UK band... That's the question, right? Good.
Yes.
Which UK band debuted with their first album, Parachute, that included the track Yellow? So, which UK band had their debut first album called Parachute? On that album was a track called Yellow, but who are they? You will write the word box. You will write who they are, and you'll send it to 83936. You got that? Write the word box, write your answer, send it to 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play the game. Full terms and conditions and online entry at radiox.co.uk. Online entry is like if you can't do short codes like 83936. You can do it via the website. Write the word box, write your answer, send it to 83936. We'll close the lines at 8. We'll pick somebody to play the game. If that person is you and you get on the air to play, you win £1,000.
Woohoo!
So you got £1,000 even if you're wrong. But if you're right, it's £25,000. Once you've done that qualified question, all you got to then do is have a think of who you think is the Radio X artist that will unlock that box. We will play just after 8 o'clock. So get texting now and good luck.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Have you experimented, James, with how much smoke the box can release before it's a worrying amount of smoke in the studio?
No, but there's some new health and safety people at Global and they're more scared of it this year.
Are they?
Okay.
What is the smoke?
It's just a miniature smoke machine.
But what is it? What's coming out? What is that in the air now?
Good question.
Right.
It's like something vapour, I'd imagine.
Fog fluid? Where's the box?
What?
Fog fluid.
Fog fluid?
Yeah, because fog fluid is something you just made up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
What's it called?
Sure it is.
Carbon dioxide.
Vegetable glycerin.
Oh.
Probably good for us.
Yeah.
I can make it.
Don't eat it. I didn't
mean
that. I can
make it smoke.
You can do what?
I'll make it smoke.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
No, you can't. You can't do that.
How do you do that?
That's it.
You've got a smoke machine.
Are you using my smoke machine?
Yeah, you must be.
I don't know.
No, you can't do that.
Wow. Smoke. That's amazing.
Smoke.
You can't do that.
What?
Because that's
loads of people do.
Yeah. Can't believe you're using my smoke machine.
Smoke.
Using smoke machine there.
It's so my very own smoke machine.
It's vegetables, essentially. So we're getting one of our five a day at least.
Doesn't whiff of vegetables.
Can't smell any of them.
Glycerol and glycerin. Avoid direct sunlight. There you go.
When you say the health and safety people are a bit nervous, have you had emails?
Yeah, I've had.
Have you had lots of emails?
I've had some executive meetings.
Have you?
Yes.
About what?
About the fire systems.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you've cut
them up. Are they fire alarms or smoke alarms?
They are. What's the difference?
Well, I believe, and I might be wrong, but there'll be somebody listening who's an engineer, that there is a smoke detector, there's a fire detector.
Doesn't one detect...
So they're detectors, rather than alarms.
Yeah.
We would call that... So that's a smoke detector.
Yeah.
And fire detector.
But what smoke does it detect?
Fire smoke.
Yeah, but this is what I mean. Somebody would be able to tell us, rather than just somebody, health and safety or engineering, having a panic going, oh, you can't do that, it's going to set the building on fire. It's like, well, hold on, because if I blew a vape smoke into there, it might do absolutely nothing, because it would detect a vape smoke.
With no heat attached,
I think it detects particles.
Right.
Right.
So if you were to take the cover off the smoke alarm
and I was to vape and blow right into it,
what would happen then?
I'd get fired.
Right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, because you, no one told you to do that. You just did that.
No, I've been told to do it.
But you weren't originally.
No, I was last year.
Oh, okay.
But I've also had to take it out of the loop.
What's really?
What's that mean?
What do you mean?
So that's off until the show finishes.
Well, why have you put a cap on it?
Because double up.
Okay. But it's off.
Belt and braces.
Just in case it's
belt and braces.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Okay, good.
£25,000 up for grabs in the box today. By the way, I haven't ignored you. Thanks for texting in and saying if you can, if you can't see us on your phone. We've had loads of messages.
Many, 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 actually.
See, it works for me. You're not saying it works for you.
It is now working for me. It didn't before. It does now.
What?
Someone says, Drew says it detects particles.
You just said that, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, you have heat detectors and smoke detectors. A smoke detector is a small laser inside and it's designed so if any smoke breaks the laser, it sets off the alarm. And then it says, I know this because I'm a genius, and that's from Jack.
Hang on, it's got a laser inside it.
I don't know.
That's cool. Laser.
No, the fire alarm will go off if you blow a vape into it, says Ian from Wolverhampton. I don't believe you, Ian.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe... Do you know what? Let's try it now, Ian.
No.
Let's try now.
Not today.
If it turns out I'm wrong, I'll put my hands up and apologise. Outside in Leicester Square with the entire... everybody who's currently in this building because we'll be evacuated.
Yeah.
But it's worth it just to try and prove a point, right?
Maybe tomorrow.
Let's do it now.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
The smoke alarm has an infrared light inside. When particles, vape or smoke break the light, it sets the alarm off.
What
if you just wave quickly at it?
Oh, that's interesting. So you can set a fire alarm off just by waving a bit of paper under it?
No, it has to go
in the gap.
What if it's working on light, though? You could just block a bit of light in
there. No, a bit of light will go in there.
Right.
You're listening to The Chris Moyle Show here on Radio X. We're going to leave that discussion there now and move on. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to take a commercial break now, and then Dominic has your news at 7 o'clock next. All right, guys, stop arguing now. What are you doing?
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
William Hill Vegas take gaming to a new level. And all this week, Johnny Vaughan and the Thang Gang are doing the same.
And we're going big. Really big.
They're giving away a holiday for two. Every day.
Told you we were going big.
Listen to Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing all this week.
Win with Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground. Milk frothed. Shots pulled. Velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection and... Oof. That's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Yes, that price includes full technical support.
Oh dear, the buy now button on each page isn't clickable.
Layla's web development agency will soon have more clients than they can handle. To avoid a code red, she needs new programmers.
Okay, I've just tweaked the code, so everything should be fine now.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform makes finding great talent easy. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Dad?
Yes, son?
You know you're bald?
Yes, son?
Does that mean I'm going to be bald when I grow up?
If you're lucky, son. If you're lucky.
Bald Bro. Mattify, moisturise and UV protect. It's what bald guys actually need for Father's Day. Head to bldbro.com because not all heroes have hair. Bald Bro. Skincare for bald guys. Finally.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household.
Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Radio X. News update next.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's EuroMillions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Exactly 7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, 18 years after she went missing, there are new searches starting today for Madeleine McCann in Portugal. They're taking place close to where she went missing back in 2007. German police are leading them, as the main suspect, Christian Bruckner, is in prison in Germany. He denies any involvement. Robin Swan is a journalist following the story.
It's a parcel of land that is owned by multiple private individuals, so lots of permissions have been sought. So one assumes they have something interesting or something serious as a lead to go on.
In other news this morning, the government's going to spend £5 billion on new military drones and lasers. It's part of new plans to make sure the UK is ready for war if needed. The Tories say the proposals are underfunded and underwhelming. A fourth man is being questioned in connection with a series of fires linked to the Prime Minister in North London. He was arrested at London Stansted yesterday. Three other men are due at the Old Bailey on Friday. And music memorabilia, including a Noel Gallagher signed guitar, is being auctioned off in London next month. All proceeds are going to UNICEF. A Banksy featuring Princess Diana on a £10 note is also up for sale.
Yeah, I'm going to buy all of it.
Are you going to buy it?
Nah.
Oh, sport.
England boss Serena Wiegmann says she will not take any unnecessary risks with players' fitness ahead of the Women's Euros. They need to beat Spain in Barcelona tonight. That's if they're to progress to the semi-finals of the Nations League. That's beautiful. Wiegmann wants to get the victory, but she admits defending their European Championship title is the priority.
We want to win, and every prize that you can win, you want to win, and you want to have a good performance. But it's also, I do say, if a player has a little injury, which would be a risk for the Euros, then I wouldn't play her. Still, at the same time, I think our squad is strong enough that we can still do everything to win that game.
Also in the Nations League tonight, Scotland travel to the Netherlands, Wales take on Italy, Republic of Ireland hosts Slovenia. And the Brits suffered disappointment at the French Open yesterday. Fifth seed Jack Draper won the first set, but he lost the next three of his fourth round match against Alexander Bublik. Cameron Norrie is also out of the last 16, having suffered a straight sets defeat to Novak Djokovic.
Barcelona!
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Feeling quite chilly first thing. Cloudy with some blustery showers across the UK. Clearing later, a bit of sunshine in the southeast and temperatures eventually up to 20 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Would you like to hear a little bit of Freddie Mercury singing Barcelona?
I do now.
But like the big new orchestrated version.
Yeah.
With all the strings and everything.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah? Okay.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Barcelona. Oh, I love this piece of music. Go on, Freddie.
Barcelona. Barcelona.
Is that a big cello or something?
It's probably more than one.
Right.
I would imagine.
Sounds more.
Imagine more of an orchestra type situation. Yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tuesday. This is Radio X. And if you've not heard the news, we are now a classical music station.
Yeah.
All orchestra, all day. Meanwhile, Classic FM is currently playing Arctic Monkeys. So that's what's going on right there. Do you know all the words, Dom?
No.
I had this perfect dream. And then you say,
Jamali, Holly, Holly.
This dream was me and you. I want all the world to see. Sensation, my guide. You're very good.
Thank you.
So try again.
Sure.
All right. I'll give you some echo.
The wind is a gentle breeze.
Not yet, not yet, not yet.
Not yet, thank you.
Now.
Very high up. What are you thinking?
I'm not sure if a couple of times she just does make a noise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She went too high on that one.
Someone's like, she's not actually singing any words there. But... And then let's go for the chorus. Freddie Mercury is amazing, isn't he? Would you have liked to have met Freddie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you have liked to have known him?
I mean, yeah.
I think it'd have been...
Hanging out with...
I think it'd have been a bit too much for me.
Do you think?
Yeah. The stories about him...
I never saw Queen live, ever.
I told you...
As in, with Freddie, did you?
No, no. Mm. I went to see the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
Yes.
We went with Boy George.
Right.
So it was me, Tiff, Boy George, and a mate. And the four of us went to watch it.
Mm.
And I'm like, I thought the Bohemian Rhapsody was brilliant.
Yeah.
And then as we left the cinema, I'm like, what did you think of that? And he went, well, they left loads out.
Like, I bet they did.
The Chris Miles Show.
I bet they left the majority out.
There's a great clip of Freddie Mercury talking about this singer called Boy George that he'd heard saying...
Oh, really?
Yeah. What a talent he was.
Yeah.
Was he singing about Boy George? He goes, you read it for the rest of our lives.
Bohemian Rhapsody is such a good film, actually.
I like how there's a little bit of artistic license in there.
Mm.
Like, during Live Aid, according to the movie Bohemian Rhapsody... Nobody was phoning in to make any donations.
Right.
And then the millisecond Queen takes to the stage, the phones go nuts.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it's probably the opposite. Mm. Because if you're really enjoying watching Freddie Mercury sing in Radio Gaga, you're not going to then leave the TV.
No.
Because remember, in those days, unless you were mega rich, your phone was in the hall, yeah. In the hallway, or a quarter up the stairs.
On a table, usually, yeah.
Ours was in a little, on a little window shelf, window shelf.
Yeah.
Like a couple of steps up the stairs, so you could sit on the stairs on the phone.
We had an extension cable thing, so you could plug, you could take the phone around the house to you, but on a massive cable.
What?
It was so weird.
Really?
Yeah.
I like money bags.
I know. Is that a weird thing?
I remember we got my first cordless one with like a pull-out aerial.
Oh,
walk
just...
around the house with it.
But like it was if you're on Live and Kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They John's on the line now. Hello, John. What's your question?
Bricks. Massive.
I'd like to ask Matt Bianco.
Yeah. Must be to Five Star.
I remember we got I was allowed a phone in my room.
Were you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I always wanted one, and I got one. My mum and dad worked very hard.
I got
a Mickey Mouse phone.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
I think the phone bit was his rucksack.
Yeah.
Completely impractical. Looked great.
Yeah.
But that was about it.
Wow, that's cool. That is actually cool.
You used to have to dial the number, James. Dial the number.
Do you remember all that?
No, I remember.
Do you?
Yeah.
There'll be people listening who've never done that. Phoenix. My children included.
Phoenix has never done it, I bet.
Yeah.
Are you in there, Phoenix?
Hello.
Have you ever dialed a phone number?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Oh. When?
It's a museum, Chris.
Yeah.
Probably when I was like 8.
Really?
Did you had a dial phone?
Yeah.
Did you have any friends or did you have... The dad had put a lock on the phone.
No, but I've seen that before, yeah. You put it just down by the zero.
Yeah, so you couldn't, yeah, turn the dial round. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But what you do is you just tap it out on the...
Yeah.
Like that, on the thing.
I mean, thought that was only me and you. Yes. So if you want to quickly dial, you go tap. So O, I guess, is zero. Is they do one. Is it? I don't know.
How could O be zero?
Well, no, as in...
How would, 10, you
how
dev.
How would you do a 10. Zero? Oh, 10. There you go. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right, I'm going to call my mate. He lives in Leeds. So it's O... Do I just... It thinks I've hit it.
I'll wait.
So I literally, I was in my hallway doing that.
What are you doing?
I was in my hallway doing that.
What age would you be in?
For most of my teenage years.
So you're a teenager and you're in your hallway and you're doing...
Frantically.
But you don't want anyone to see you.
Doing that.
So obviously that's turning you back.
Yeah, sorry, I was doing... It was more like that.
Right.
Hello, is that Steve? Yeah.
You're calling Steve, are you?
Yeah, sorry.
Steve.
I mean, there's different ways of doing it. Different ways
Mum
of doing
coming
it.
Mum coming saying, oh my God, John, what are you doing? I am phoning Steve.
Phoning Steve.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, and then I'll be phoning, Nigel. You got a problem with that?
You go through him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one phone.
Yeah.
On the stairs, on the bottom of the stairs. And the phone would sit on top of a collection of phone books and one address book.
Yeah.
So you'd have like Yellow Pages, phone directory, Mum's address book, which would have the A to Z down so you could lift it up.
Yes. Yes.
And then the phone would sit on top with the wire. Now, when I wanted to get through to Mike Reed on Saturday Superstore,
0180118055.
Yep, the phone would just about reach inside the lounge door, so I could close the lounge door and then start dialing, so I could ask Five Star a question.
Right,
and I never got through. You did, didn't you?
I didn't. No, Justin Fashanu, I did. I phoned Justin Fashanu on Saturday Superstore.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but I didn't speak to Five Star.
No, but you got through.
Yeah, I did, and I asked a question.
And you were on telly?
I can't remember.
Oh, come on.
I remember you were on telly and speaking
No, because I asked a question, and it was a lot, to be fair, I was about 7. Yeah, no, I think I did ask a question, but it wasn't my voice. So they said, and we've also got a question here from Dominic, what's your favourite sandwich, or whatever, so they didn't use me. Because they read some questions, then some, they actually used the actual clip of the person. Yeah.
But they did actually ask the question.
They asked my question, but...
Like, okay, James, it's got to exist.
Justin Fashanu on Saturday Superstore.
How often would Justin Fashanu have been on Saturday Superstore?
Absolutely.
So Dominic reckons he was 7. So search 1972.
72.
Yeah, no, I was born in 72.
Right, sorry, yeah, that's
so
what 79. I said.
79.
Born.
I told you, I got so excited. I never got through to Superstore. And then one day, Mike Reed actually answered the phone.
Yeah. Oh.
Hi, it's Mike Reed. Thanks for calling Saturday Superstore. And I went, hi, my name is Chris and I'm in Leeds. And as I was talking, he goes, all our operators are busy at the moment, but please do try. It was a recorded message. I was so gutted.
In your face.
Gutted.
I had some of my work shown on Blue Peter once.
What? Did you? Did you get a badge?
I did. A competition badge. Yeah.
Wow. And where is it now?
At home, Cumbria.
Your Blue Peter badge?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you get a little book of where you can go for free with it.
What did they show?
It was a competition to design a formation for the Red Arrows. Because I loved the Red Arrows.
And was yours like one of those rockets that you like to draw, leave on people's desks?
It was.
These are the engines.
Yeah.
It was a rocket. And I saw a picture of it recently and I was like, I see why it didn't win.
Right.
It had two boosters.
But it did.
And then the rocket,
and the
main body.
Yeah, yeah. And a big rocket.
The Angel of the North one and my rocket.
Really? The Angel of the North one?
Yeah.
That's my weird,
rocket
isn't it?
Came
yeah.
in Whatever the runner-ups. Yeah.
Well, you got a blue Peter badge, though.
I did.
That's good.
But it definitely did look like a rocket.
I can't believe your rock and rolls rocket didn't make it. And this is an entry from James, and he's in Brownhaven. And if you look here, this is his formation drawing. Oh, looks a bit like a willy, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, it does.
And this one is from Dominic Brins, and it's just two circles that they've done. Oh, that's really, really good.
Radio X.
Boobs.
Coming up, more of Chris and the team with their fun radio broadcasting antics. We have your chance to win some serious cash money on day two of the £25,000 box.
You know it.
Plus, lots of fun and games, including a music game, Drums Please, and the world-famous Rob DJ's Pub Quiz.
Come on!
But before all of that radio excellence, we have a red-hot scorcher of a tune right now.
The Chris Miles Show.
I know this will make my day. If you've ever been on telly asking a question or had a question read out on telly or something like that, please let me know. I mean, this is going to make my day. James says, Chris, I asked a question on going live to Bergerac. I mean, that's everything. That's everything.
That's royalty.
If you've got a story like that, please text me 83936, even if it's just the top line of it. I'd love it. All right, 7:15 Tuesday morning, vaccines.
Well, I don't want to wake up in the morning, but I've got to face the day. That's what all the friends I do not like as much as you say. I don't want to do things independently, but I can't make you stay. That's what all the friends I do not like as much as you say. But if you wanna come back, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. If you wanna come back, do you wanna come back? It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. If you wanna come back to me, well, I don't wanna see you with another guy, but the fact is that I may. That's what I'm.
Question on James O'Brien's Mystery Hour, says one of our callers. I mean, it's
just as good.
It's good. It's good.
Hmm.
It's not like being on, you know, going live with you know, Philip and Sarah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? No offense.
Dick
it's good.
And Dom in the bungalow.
The what?
Dick and Dom in the bungalow.
That's good. I talked over the and Dom basically.
Now, this is what I want. My wife met Womack and Womack on Going Live, and apparently they were really rude and refused to sign autographs. She was about 11.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Lee!
Not Womack and Womack, I'm sure that's not true.
Yeah. My mum had a question read out to Steve Punt on Pebble Mill at 1. Mm. Are you related to Eric Idle? He then proceeded to do the whole nudge-nudge, wink-wink before saying no. This is brilliant radio, Dom.
I once asked Gary Lineker a question on Going Live. He had his son with him at the time. Nobody listened to his answer as his son started picking his nose. Nice. You would remember that, actually, wouldn't you?
Chris, I was 15 and asked Jason Donovan a question on a TV show called Open Air. We had it on video until we were burgled.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They also took all our blank videos, says Tracy.
What are they playing at?
I'm sorry about that. I was on Record Breakers with the rest of my village for making the world's biggest scarecrow. Dom, we have just won radio.
I love that. That's my favourite text.
That's
possibly
amazing.
Of all time.
I appeared in the crowd during a show of Robot Wars back in the day.
Oh,
Luke,
I love Robot Wars.
Yep.
I was a contestant on a TV show when I was 14. Toby Anstis was the guest star on an episode, and he asked this question, true or false, I have a pet pony called Pepper. This is from Steph. And my teammate said true, my face was a picture. Do you want to know what that TV show was called? Get Wet.
Get Wet.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Now, Steph, we're going to research this because this is either an unusual TV show or a trauma that you've had as a child where you have made up an entire TV series, including guests, Toby Anstis. Anyway, these are absolutely brilliant. I had a question read out on the 8:15 from Manchester.
Oh, I still love that.
I asked Matt and Luke Goss if their mum could tell them apart. I'm an idiot, says Wes in Devon. No, you're not, Wes. That still to this day, I would say that's a great question.
That's a lovely question.
Can your mum tell you apart is brilliant. Did I tell you I bumped into your man from Bross the other week?
Did you?
Yeah.
Which one?
Did I tell you this?
No.
Matt Goss.
Matt, okay.
Yeah, he was in the same restaurant as me and we said hello to each other.
Oh.
And he's like, hey, take my number.
Have you swapped numbers?
Yeah.
Oh. You can text him now if you want to say hi.
I mean, I could.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
But he's do it.
But you know what? He can text me first.
That's true.
My heart's again.
The Chris Moyles
Show. Anyway, keep them coming in. Radio
X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X. William Hill Vegas take gaming to a new level. And all this week, Johnny Vaughan and the Thang Gang are doing the same.
And we're going big. Really big.
They're giving away a holiday for two every day.
Told you we were going big.
Listen to Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang all this week.
Win with Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas. As it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Skoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews. You'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating. Or this large windproof umbrella. Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles E.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, someone will win a holiday to Nice.
Nice.
Nice for someone. And have you heard the one about the golden lobster?
No.
It was a rhetorical question, actually.
Oh.
4 till 7 thing. 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Grab a tasty Greggs deal and buy yourself some time. Then your lunchtime doesn't have to be all about lunch. You could squeeze in a little time or some time. Maybe some time. Even some time. Right now for lunch, it's Southern Fried Chicken Goujons, wedges and any drink from only £5 time. Greggs, bag some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
I don't think there's a show anywhere else on the planet that is as awesome as this one.
Radio X.
You're absolutely right. And in a few seconds, I'm going to play you an absolute tune. You'll never guess who it's about. You'll never guess the band. Yeah, Oasis. Yeah, well done. My mum got through to Nickelodeon and blew raspberries down the phone, says Dan.
Wow.
It's good.
I love that, because that what makes that is the fact it's your mum.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris, I had my photo on TV on Whack-A-Day.
Oh, that's... Now, that is great. Whack-A-Day was massive
Whack-A-Day.
Back in the day.
What, with Timmy Mallett?
Great.
Mr Mallett! Chris, you just mentioned Boy George. I was watching an episode of The A-Team last night and Boy George was in it.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. Boy George is in an episode of A-Team. But I'm curious, why were you watching The A-Team last night? Okay, curious. Chris, I played Mallet's Mallet with Timmy and Michaela at Lightwater Valley and it was shown on TV.
Yes.
This is radio.
Well done.
What's Lightwater Valley? Oh, please. Only one of the greatest theme parks ever.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple that I absolutely can't read out.
No.
Dom, are you sure you were 7? Saturday Superstar started in 1982.
What's the thing of that? So was it then Multicolour Swap Shop, perhaps?
Maybe.
I can't find it. I'm looking.
Might be Multicolour Swap Shop.
Chris, was it you that told Five Star that they were... No, it was not. I love Five Star, and if anything, I would have said they're great. Anyway, thanks for your lovely stories. And now, turn it up. This is, for me, one of the best Oasis tracks of all time.